Exercise 6, page 139. Text 1.
How can I help you?
Hi, I injured myself playing basketball at my local leisure center. I fell trying to get the ball, and I think my finger might be broken.
Okay, I'll need to register you before a nurse can assess you. Can you please give me your name?
Of course. It's Stephen Jones.
And your address? And the address of your GP?
14 Greenleaf Crescent, SE9-2MR. And my doctor's surgery is 8 Greenleaf Crescent. We're actually on the same street.
Thank you. I've registered your details in our system. If you could please take a seat and wait, we'll call you when a nurse can see you.
Okay. How long will I have to wait? Do you think it will be long?
I'm sorry, but A&E is quite busy at the moment. We have a lot of people waiting today, so it could take some time. Possibly a few hours.
I see. Thank you for your help.
Text 2.
Hello, I'm here to collect my prescription, please. The name's Vaughan, Martina Vaughan.
Ah, yes, I have it right here. Now, just let me go over the dosage and instructions with you. You'll need to take 3 tablets a day for 7 days.
I see. How far apart should they be taken?
You should take 1 in the morning, 1 around 3 or 4 in the afternoon, and 1 immediately before bed. It's also very important not to take them on an empty stomach. But you'll have to wait a minimum of 60 minutes after eating before taking each tablet.
With a glass of water?
Yes, a large glass best. Make sure you take them with plenty of water.
Thank you very much.
Text 3.
Hello, everyone. My name is Kayla Martinez, and I am honored to be here today to tell you all about my book and my research. Having the opportunity to discuss my work at the University of London is a real privilege for me. In fact, I am a graduate of the University of London myself. I can honestly say that this institution most definitely inspired me and lit the touch paper of my passion in anthropology and social sciences. But that's enough about me. I'm sure you all want to hear about the reason that Professor Scott invited me here, my research, and the book that I've been fortunate enough to publish, Longevity and Culture in the Mediterranean. Well, my research focused primarily on the Greek island of Icaria, where there are more healthy adults over the age of 90 than anywhere else in the world. I interviewed a cohort of 300 people from the ages 90 to 105, and my findings were actually very interesting and not what I expected. Naturally, you'd think they all led extremely healthy lives, but that wasn't always the case. There were some that had smoked for many years, some that were heavy drinkers, and some, believe it or not, that did both. What elements did come into play, however, were minimal exposure to stress and strong connections to others, stress being the most crucial. Stress, as we know, can be a silent killer, as it can take a toll on our bodies and leave us more susceptible to all kinds of health problems. So reducing that factor makes a great deal of sense. The connection to others, I discovered, not only helped people relieve their stress, but it also provided people with the motivation to take care of themselves and a valuable support mechanism. It also led to a higher likelihood of physical activity and exercise resulting from social interaction. Another factor was, of course, diet, which seems to play an important role, much more so than genetics. A common theme of diet was a high percentage of unprocessed food. Islanders normally ate food that is fresh and local. And while many of those I talked to did eat meat, it was not the processed meats often found in other European and American cultures. A significant number also ate fish, but again, locally caught and in waters that were relatively unpolluted. There were also some vegetarians, but even non-vegetarian residents had a lot of fresh vegetables in their diet as well. To illustrate this point further, I'll show you some slides after our break before I take questions about my study. Right, that brings us to our first coffee break. Thank you so much for your attention.